honestly, JR is so difficult. Like, this is where the married... I literally said, like, for a funny segment off camera, like, he is always so goddamn difficult. Like, I'm like, hey, later in the show, one of us is going to say Albert Einstein, and someone else is going to say Bruce. And it's going to be funny. And he's like... And I'm just...
Exactly what I sound like, too.
You do.
Hello and welcome to the 7th MCM podcast. My name is JR.
And my name is Max.
And we're the creators of Monmouth County Memes. This is our podcast where we talk about, you know, businesses, influencers, anybody in, really in the state of New Jersey and what they have to offer.
And, you know, from last podcast, we had zero guests.
Yes.
And we're doing something better.
Yeah, we have this picture frame.
We once again have zero real guests. But I think we have something even cooler today, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But how are you doing, JR?
I'm doing well, you know, trying to cope with the fact that I can't really leave my house or do anything. This like podcast is like the only social interaction that I really have outside of my family. So definitely very depressing. Yeah.
This is the only reason I leave my house.
Like, pretty much.
So thank you for that.
It's funny because Max literally goes two places. It's either his house or my house. That's pretty
much
it.
And I'm already at my house.
Yeah, you're already at your house. So you really only go one other place. But
yeah. It's been somewhat of a weird feeling, man. Like just everything that's going on. You know, we were actually talking about like whether we should do this, whether we shouldn't.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, we weren't going to do it up until like a day ago.
Yeah.
We weren't sure because, well, I said at the end of the last podcast, you know, obviously we want to be consistent and put something out there all the time. It's, you know, you're not sure if people really want to see just us talking or if people are in it for, you know, an interesting guest or whatever. So it's hard to kind of maintain that balance when you're not really supposed to have people over. You're not really supposed to go anywhere.
I don't even think I'm supposed to be here high key. Like, what the hell am I doing here?
I have no idea. I really don't. Ooh, there's a nice dog hair in my coffee cup. Sick.
That's pretty gross. And you've been drinking that for a
while.
I don't know. Like, I just, what we've been doing is we've been playing a lot of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Honestly, a strange amount of Club Penguin, which we were playing last night and Jarrah wasn't on. Thank God, because we were saying like every we did like a Club Penguin.
No, I was on last night because last night was the meetup.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So I was on. Right. Yeah. He's this guy's an idiot. He's just trying to act like I wasn't there because my igloo is so much sicker than his.
All right. Well, you got off early. And let me just say, I was putting in so much effort grinding, getting these coins, and my igloo by next Friday's meetup with NJ Memes and all the other meme pages of Jersey will be so much better than yours. It's not even funny. Like, I have the DJ's dance floor. My place is on the beach. It's like Bar A meets DJ's meets Porta and just meets like a beautiful house.
Only one of those places is a good place to go, Bar A. DJ's and Porta both suck. So I don't know what you're bragging about.
Dude, like a lot of people around here, like all three of those. So that's a very hot take.
DJs. You hate DJs. What are you talking about? You can't stand DJs.
I don't know. Like every once in a while you go, like two times a year. It is fun. I don't go all the time.
You know, your favorite place to go is Stingers though.
Big Stingers guy. You're an even bigger Stingers guy than
me.
Oh,
yeah.
I went once this year. That's it. And then I
went
I
once this year with you. That was the only time I went.
And then we were
never
and then yeah, Brendan almost got kicked out. Or actually almost,
almost
got arrested. Let's up the ante right there. But yeah, I think, you know, today's podcast, it's not going to be a long one.
No,
and
definitely not.
Our guests are extremely happy about that. I'd be happy about that because I get to get the hell out of here and go back to doing what I do best is suck at Call of Duty.
And Fortnite. And
I like, honestly, I don't suck at Fortnite. Just people have gotten so good. That's a problem. People have gotten so good. Like season 2 and 3, I was pretty good. And then I suck now because everyone just builds and they're just champions.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk a little about the guests that we're
so
bringing on?
Today we're doing something a little interesting. Normally we have people sit in this chair and we talk to them. But considering the circumstances, we're doing something a little different. We're doing a Skype call. Having our guests call in on Skype. We'll screen record the entire call so you guys can see who we're talking to. We're going to have Colleen from New Jersey Memes, who has been on the podcast, and Mark from Overheard New Jersey, two friends of ours. Both been on the podcast, the first two.
Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod. So Yeah, and we're just going to talk to them kind of like what they've been up to, like how their pages have been, how they're handling this whole situation.
What they're up to.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just kind of a casual conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you guys definitely love those two pages. I mean, Colleen's literally like a freaking celebrity, and I hate it. Because like on Club Penguin, like we did the freaking meetup and everyone's like, yo, New Jersey Memes is here. I'm like, yo, Monmouth County Memes is here. They're like, bro, I don't give a fuck. No one
cares. Nobody cares, dude.
Literally this one penguin like turned around and like when they were looking at me and just looked at Colleen, like they're all like around Colleen's like freaking character or her penguin. And mine is just sitting in the corner like just like, please, guys, I'll Venmo you to say hi to me.
Well, the funniest thing was that we were on the top of the slopes and it's like half the people that were in the lobby were like there because of us. And the other half were like, yo, like New Jersey fucking sucks.
Yeah,
why are you guys like talking about New Jersey? New Jersey blows. And it was like half and half. So that was pretty interesting. So
I think, well, yeah, we have to get creative with what we do for now on. I mean, cause after we don't know when this is all going to die down. Like when right now there's the whole social distancing thing. Goddamn. And you know, we went outside. What was that? 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It was like, played some
football. You were playing lacrosse for a bit. Just kind of like trying to get out.
Beautiful.
It was really nice out. It's funny. It's like nice during the week. And then on the weekend, it's like so shitty.
It's disgusting.
Constantly.
It is actually gross today.
So our entire weekend has been spent inside. So
it's not the worst thing. I mean, one thing I was saying like to our friends, like guys, like I hate when people like complain about the situation we're in right now, because like there's no better opportunity in like human existence to be having stuck in your house, since we have Netflix, we have video games, we have everything at our fingertips, social media. And people are like, oh my God, I can't do it. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, seriously, like, there's so much.
Yeah.
I understand it gets boring. It might get boring,
I mean, for me, it's like the first, I've talked to you about this. The first week was great. You know, I was just playing video games with my friends. It felt like middle school. It felt like high school, something like, you know, that you don't really get to do at our age anymore when you have a job or you're in school. So it was really fun the first week. I think I'm not complaining. It's nice to not have to have any major responsibilities or like, you know, be like commuting to work or whatever. That's great and all. I think for me, it's just the lack of like social interaction that you have with people or your friends. It's like that's the part that's the most difficult for me.
Yeah.
After a while. Normally, I mean, like, it's funny because like during the week or like on the weekends where I'll be like hanging out with my friends, I'll be like exhausted from being around so many people and I'll want to go home and do nothing. And now that I'm at home doing nothing all the time, I just want to go out and do stuff. So
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm looking at your laptop right now. And your, was that Coke you have on there? It's
no,
like,
it's seltzer.
Seltzer. It's scaring the hell out of me because I know like you did spill something on your desktop like a few weeks ago. So I just see it sitting there and I know for a fact your arm is just going to hit it over. And yeah, that's going to ruin the podcast. So yeah, Jack would find it very funny though.
Why would Jack find it funny?
I'd probably laugh. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, yeah, I spilled some alcohol on my keyboard last week and then it broke my keyboard. So I had to go buy a new one.
While
Best Buy was like, you know, only allowing like 10 people in the store at once. Yeah. I was wearing gloves, trying out keyboards. So I was being safe.
Yeah, we got hand sanitizer there. Shout out Purell. They're not sponsoring us. We just love Purell.
So, notice how everybody we shout out on this podcast isn't actually sponsoring us.
So these past weeks in this quarantine, like this like self-quarantine period, it's been really weird. Like the days just mesh together and it feels like we're just doing the same thing every day, like whether we play video games, when it feels like we're in middle school, it's awesome. You know, everyone's really working from home. I've been working from home. You have really been too. I mean, I know what you've been up to, but like, it's weird. Like, I feel like at a certain point it's getting old, like school, everyone's home from school. Like,
yeah. I mean, for me, the first week of this, I actually kind of had fun. I mean, it did, like you said, it felt like middle school. We were just playing video games with friends all the time, pretty much every day, nonstop. And that's cool for a bit. But now I've definitely started to get a little like stir crazy, you know, like just sitting in my house constantly, not going outside. Yesterday was different. We went to a park.
We went outside and threw a football.
Crazy. But yeah. But yeah, I mean, just, I don't know. I'm definitely starting to get sick of it. I'm definitely starting to like be, I'm at the point where I'm like, all right, this is like, I want this to be over now.
Yeah.
It started off as fun and now it's kind of definitely getting old.
Well, that's the same thing with like online high school and college. Like you're like, oh God, dude, this is so sick. Like I don't have to worry about parking. I don't have to like do anything, like be in class, like, but everyone's just like, yo, one, I heard like what the online starter pack, like a lot of people are having a lot more online work now to do. It does get old because like you want to be around people. You're always inside. I mean, there's only so much like video gaming and TV that you could do, like with Netflix coming out, like with new shows, like that new Tiger show that Jack was talking about. I still have to watch
King.
It.
Yeah.
Tiger King, that thing's like the biggest meme on the internet. It's really weird. I mean, we don't know when this is going to like end. Like this, that's the crazy part. It's like, it would be one thing. It was like, okay guys, like two more weeks of sitting inside. Like I usually like to know like the full details of stuff. No one knows.
Yeah.
So, you know, for all the optimists out there, you know, you just got to think, you know, who cares what we're doing right now? Let's keep going.
I heard someone say like early June, which is tough. Like that's still pretty far away. We have a decent way to go.
But then you have all summer. I've heard worse things. Like, oh, it's going to be like through the summer, you know, we're going to lose.
I don't think that's going to happen because, I mean, it's tough to predict because the way we as people handled all this by just traveling all over the place, you know, it's like,
well, Jared, a really good meme about like people like not caring about like whatever. They're like, I'm still going to go on spring break.
I mean, yeah. Well, we posted the Norman Osborn meme video. But I had another one, I'm something of a scientist myself. I mean, we could put it on the screen, but it was basically, you know, scientists telling people not to go places. And then it was like Monmouth County kids. And I photoshopped a bunch of stupid shit in there, but it was like, you know, I'm something of a scientist myself, like with plane tickets in their hand. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's probably the reason why we're number one in the world right now for cases. I think that it's primarily our fault as citizens.
Sure. But now we're trying to make up for it and do what we can.
A little too late, but still.
There's a pessimist right there. There it is.
It is a little too late.
You're a realist. I like that. Like you're not bullshitting around. I think it's just going to be crazy, like how everything's going to turn out.
I just can't wait for things to go back to normal because going out that first night, everyone goes back out. It's going to be insane.
That's what I'm saying. So whatever happens, I mean, think about like that Barre Tuesday. It just lands like Monday. Everyone's like, all right, we're good. They have the vaccine, the cure, like whatever. And then Tuesday, Barre, wow.
Yeah.
That line, it's going to be at like the train. It's going to go all the way to the train tracks and like Long Branch. Like forget the train tracks right there in Belmar. So we'll all be there, of course. So I think it's the perfect time to have our guests come on the podcast. Not physically, but they're
virtually.
Here virtually. Like very this exciting. Is the future. So we have New Jersey Memes, aka Colleen, and also we have Mark from Overheard New Jersey, and you guys can't see them yet, but we're going to put them, we're doing a Skype call with them right now, and
yes.
Would you guys like to
introduce yourselves?
Yeah, even though I just did.
Hi, I'm Colleen, I run New Jersey Memes.
You're up, Mark.
I thought I just did it. Hi, I'm Mark. I run Overheard New Jersey.
Sick.
Okay, yeah. Both of these
and
people.
This is the Disney Channel.
Yeah, this is Disney.
Welcome to the Disney Channel. I love that.
So this is definitely new. Hopefully there's no technical problems while we're recording, but
that happens every week.
It does happen every week. But yeah, both of you guys have been on our podcast before. But so how are you guys doing? How's quarantine going for you?
It's good. It's been long. It's
going.
Kind of over it.
Kind of over it. I don't know. Was Club Penguin? I mean, I thought that was like pretty fun last night.
Oh yeah, that was mad lit. You know, the Flurry server got a lot of people on there last night from the meme accounts.
Yeah, I mean, we tried. I actually, later on, there's like these 18 plus servers, and I couldn't get on. I was so pissed. I like literally just got like I after so many times of refreshing the page.
Yeah, that's where the real party was. The after party.
Yeah. A lot of the other meme page admins aren't old enough to be on that. So we started out at 8 p.m. on Flurry, which is just all good and fun for the kids.
I almost got banned 3 times for saying
what
the word.
Say?
I said sucks. I typed in
What's
the word
wrong with
sucks
you?
And I almost got banned.
Mark, when was the last time you played Club Penguin?
Probably when I was 12. And I was okay.
Do you remember it being this fun? So it's been a while since we had both of you on the podcast, honestly, like probably like two or so months. And I want to know how, you know, how your pages have been going, because each of you, like what we talked about on the podcast, where it's definitely not an easy job, along with we all of us like do other things. Either we're in school, we have jobs, like how has that been for you guys? I mean, Mark, have you sold your page? I know you're thinking about it. You said if someone offers you a good price, it's over.
Yeah, that offer is still available. just DM me and we'll negotiate.
Honestly, dude, like
I just want to hit 10K first, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay, just let me know the price. Honestly, like if there's a way, I'll just see if we can merge accounts through Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think it works like that.
We could try. We'll hit up people on Instagram.
Well, the price isn't going to be cheap. I'll tell you that right now.
Damn it! Not even a family friends discount. We actually one night, honestly, talking about like Warzone quickly, I was like on, I think, with all like our friends, and then like I'm like, all right, see you guys, I'm about to log off, and then I heard like a weird voice. It was like, yo, what's up, Max? And it was Mark, just weirdly enough. And I'm like, wait, what? And it was just out of nowhere. He's like, oh dude, I saw you're on. And we played like a few games. It was like pretty late, and I was like, I had like two of the worst games, so like, yeah. don't judge me too hard, Mark.
Since Max cut off Colleen's chance to answer that question from before, Colleen, how's your page been going?
Thank you for saying that. I was just giving it a side.
Oh, it's good. you know, making a lot of bingos. Been taking a little bit of a social media break because all the coronavirus stuff is really taxing.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll be back to pumping out the content, but yeah, now I've been doing a lot of other random stuff.
I know we personally, coronavirus specifically, we're not making memes about that anymore because it's just getting old.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's enough. Yeah. I don't really want to make them anymore. It's not fun.
I high-key just made like three last night, so like they're gonna have to wait. Like I hate making them, but like they're so in right now.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It gets old.
Coronavirus is hot topic.
It gets old. I understand that. Like the problem is like there's so much news about coronavirus. I don't want to see any more of it on Instagram, even more on a meme page. But like,
yeah.
Yeah, I just made a
fire. It's the only thing that's trending. It like is. Everything else is kind of flopping
because nobody's going outside, movies aren't coming out, nothing's like happening for other you know, templates to be created, so you kind of have nothing to go off of except for that.
I mean, what do you guys have any, like, what do you think about like this summer? Like, do you have any big plans
that you think might get canceled or think that they're gonna happen?
Besides blacking out at Bar A, probably like most of my plans. I don't know. I wanted to do a road trip and like drive around New Jersey, but not sure if that's going to happen at this point. My birthday is about to be canceled.
When's your birthday?
It's going to suck. May 21st.
Yeah, that's definitely getting canceled.
Yeah, you should just give up now. Yeah, leave it to the pessimist. Like, no, just give up now.
We just gotta
restart. Yeah, Colin, just have a birthday next year, okay?
I'm good. My birthday is in July. I should be fine.
That's what I'm
going to do. You can just celebrate two birthdays.
You got to stay the same age then, because it doesn't count.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's fine. I'll be 22 for a while.
Yeah, you'll just stay 22 forever. Oh, God, this is going amazing. I just, like, we're like, this is our first time doing this, and, like, it's definitely, like...
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Not easy to get the conversation to where it should be.
Like we finally, and you know what sucks? Like we finally got good at talking to our guests when they're here. Mm-hmm. And now we don't have any guests here. like honestly, during your first two guys' podcasts, like me and JR, like we're like still getting to know like the whole like, you know, oh, I don't want to step on JR's feet. Now we just cut each other off all the time because we don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be saying something. JR's like, all right, fuck you.
You're like, I don't give a shit what you're saying. It's not good. My turn.
And yeah, so it's just, I'm happy you guys came on and we're not kicking you off just yet. Don't worry. You're not relieved. But what? do you think we could plan like another Club Penguin outing? Like I think that boosted the spirits somewhat.
Dude, my DMs are full of people asking to do that again, and like in the comments everyone's like, oh my god, I missed it, like when are you doing that again? Like even my friends who like know me are like, wait, when are you doing that again? I need to come. No. I was like, okay, I guess we're doing that again.
Be honest, Colleen,
like a once a week thing.
Oh, once a week. Yeah, every Friday.
Yeah, every Friday.
Every Friday, me at the club.
No, it was funny. I kept trying to get people to, I was like, hey, follow Monmouth County Memes. Sure. And everyone was like, talking to you instead, like, yeah, I'm going to follow New Jersey memes. I was like, no. Not New Jersey memes. Follow Monmouth County memes. They're like, I'm not from Monmouth County. I was like, I don't give a shit. Follow Monmouth County memes. And then they just would ignore me and continue crowding Colleen. And I was like, fuck this, man. I'm done. I quit.
They all like stood on my penguin. I was like, I don't even know where I am.
Yo, dead ass. The other, okay, I don't know. Was it 2 nights ago? Like, actually, me and Colleen stayed up really late playing Cult Penguin. And it was really stupidly late. And I was like joking about that. I was like, yeah, everyone's just going to act like
2:30 in the morning.
It was like 2:30. I was like, Colleen's dead. Like, this is going to be Colleen's event, like, for New Jersey. And I'll just be in like the dance club. I'll be the guy like handing out drinks. Like, I'm going to be working, even though it's my event, I'm gonna be working it, like, hey guys, you need drinks, like, whatever. I'll be like the bathroom attendant or like the security guard outside. Oh man. But Mark, I mean, yeah,
well, I wanted to host a meetup, but
we all posted on our stories.
Yeah,
I don't think we probably didn't get any followers from that.
I don't think so. Damn it. Max, your personal got some followers.
Yeah, honestly, like, a bunch of like our friends are like posting my personal Instagram on there and saying like, hey, follow this kid, my personal Instagram handle, and he'll Venmo you $25. I must have gotten 15 follows from random people, and every one of them were DMing me, yo, where's my 15 bucks?
Where's my
25 bucks? Like, and I'm like, dude, I literally wrote to a few of them like, you're fucking crazy. Get
Is this you guys admitting that you guys buy followers?
It came out here first.
Yeah. Exactly.
How else could a county page get so to 24,000?
They're all bots.
They are literally all bots. That makes sense, actually. Like,
we buy the likes, too, so we're severely in debt.
Yeah, like, we have a credit card, though, so, I mean, if you just use it, like,
and
a credit card.
You just cut it, and then you don't have to pay the bill anymore.
It goes the credit card
head. Exactly.
How are you guys planning on making that money back?
Probably selling out.
Yeah, we'll sell the page. Easy.
Like, hey, we heard from a certain someone, it was a pretty good idea and pretty lucrative.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, 24,000 probably, that would pull in a decent amount.
I would think if so, like, I wouldn't do it, but if someone said like five G's,
you consider it.
I'd think, like,
I think about it.
Every person has their price, but I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, give me 20.
Give me 20.
20, and guess what? It's ours. It's yours. I mean, I was gonna ask JR later in the show, but do you guys have a favorite person from or who like has lived in New Jersey? I want like your like
favorite person. Me? No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
And
yes, what's up, narcissism?
She's not super. Wow. And people tell me Colleen's superficial. That's so wrong.
I don't know, a favorite celebrity,
even like anyone, like Albert Einstein lived in New Jersey.
That's true.
Danny DeVito.
I don't know.
The Jonas Brothers are pretty cool.
I dig that.
Max likes the Jonas Brothers.
Love.
I know
the
Jack.
Jonas
Jack
Brothers.
Is like shaking his head in disapproval right now. It's hilarious.
There's like, I just found one of my favorite memes lately. It was like, guys, guess what? The Jonas Brothers can never break up because they're brothers. It's true. So the greatest band of all time.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Mark, what about you?
I'm not too sure.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, right?
Mark loves
probably, him. Yeah. I would guess. Why not?
All right.
Who would you guys choose?
Well, I kind of, Max says that I have to pick Bruce Springsteen.
It was for the fun. He's just such, honestly, JR is so difficult. Like, this is where the married, I literally said, like, for a funny segment off camera, like, he is always so goddamn difficult. Like, I'm like, hey, later in the show, like, let's act like I'm going to, I don't care. I'll do either one. But one of us is going to say Albert Einstein because the guy's like, won a Nobel fucking prize, whatever. And someone else is going to say Bruce. And it's going to be funny. And he's like, and I'm just
exactly what I sound like too.
You do. So I don't know, you want to say who would I say?
You would, I mean, say the Jonas Brothers, let's be honest.
I probably, as far as I like the Jonas Brothers more than Albert Einstein, even though Albert Einstein probably has had more of a impact on everyone.
Probably not for sure, just probably.
Dude, the Jonas probably. Brothers are New Jersey treasure, and Colleen knows
okay.
that. Thank you. Has Albert Einstein ever been on Disney Channel? Has he ever had his own show? I thought so.
Oh my God.
So the other one was if there's a favorite movie or TV show, like set in New Jersey? Like, do you have a one, like a favorite?
Easy, Jersey Shore.
That's pretty sad. I was going to say, like, you know, maybe The Sopranos or Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire is a big one.
But no,
Real
you know
Housewives
what?
Of New Jersey, hands down.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yo. Okay, yeah. I mean, like, Clerks is a big one. That's
a big one.
What was the other? Oh, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That was based in, like, Cherry Hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't know that. Great movie. Classic.
Wow, you're making this.
I am making this much harder than it has to be.
You are like so, like, I can't even. Like, JR's like, here's your answer. He's like, fantastic. It's just like so fake. And I'm like trying to piece it together.
I'm sorry. It's just so funny.
Yeah, this is going to be.
It's going to have character.
It'll definitely have character.
It's just going to be literally like this whole point. Like, what has this been, 15 minutes on with them? We're going to cut it down to 10 seconds. It's just going to be like,
all right, see you guys later.
It's just going to be them introducing themselves. And that was it, guys. It's all we had time for. That's all they had time for today. And you guys are going to be like, where the hell is that like 15-minute interview you made us sit through? So, guys, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, anything about, you guys want to talk about?
Here's, you could shout out your pages, do whatever. We're just going to charge you for it, but.
stay home. I want to have a summer.
Geotech.
Stay the fuck home.
Yeah,
fucking
true.
Idiots. I know. Well, I was saying before we.
I posted on my story before this that we're fighting two pandemics. The coronavirus and stupidity.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's exactly what I was talking about before. I was like, everyone's like freaking out about how we're number one in the world for most cases, but like, I blame us, not like the government, not the country. Like, we're idiots for traveling. As soon as it hit the United States, everyone was like, all right, I'm going to go fly everywhere because plane tickets are low. And now it's all over the place. And New Jersey and New York are the worst, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack.
Oh yeah, sorry, Jack, our sound guy, did some traveling.
Yeah, don't worry, our whole set is okay.
Only twice.
Yeah, no, but honestly, we had a bunch of friends. Like, at least I'm not even gonna say their names, but like, well, there's a few of them that were like, dude, yo, like, sending me the links, like, fucking $50 flight. If you're not with me, we're not friends anymore. And I'm like, I guess we're not friends anymore because yeah, you're going alone, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, like, just we have to do what we have to, sitting inside, you know, taking time to, you know, like, and that's the crazy thing. Like, I understand, like, it's getting annoying to, like, sit inside for so long. But, like, I see the memes, like, never, like, are we going to have this chance again to be, like, forced to stay inside and not do anything.
Yeah.
It's a little annoying after a while, but it's nice. Yeah. It's, yo, guess what, guys? You know, it's not like the 1800s. Where we're lighting fires to have fun, like a little candle. We have everything to do in our houses, like more than ever in society. We have social media, Netflix, movies, like anything that we need to do. And then there's still people like, oh my God, like I'm gonna like, this is so horrible. Like, are you kidding?
It's funny because I get tired of being overly social when nothing's going on. And I'm like, God, I wish I could just sit at home and watch Netflix like for 3 days, 4 days, a week straight. And then now that you're doing it, it's like, God, I wish I could just go outside and do things with my friends.
It's like the penguin meme. Well, I don't want
to
do
it. It's like, yeah, the government like, well, now I'm not going to. Like, it's like. Oh, wait, Colin, do you want to talk about the whole, I mean, your situation with like Northeastern, or do you not want to talk about that? Like, it's in, like, your petition and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that kind of sucked. They like shut down. So I'm like a fifth year, I'm a senior. And they like moved classes online, which was fine because a lot of my classes were already online and I'm like in senior spring classes, so I'm not doing anything. But they like made everyone leave campus. Even my RA friends were like evicted on short notice. So like everyone was scrambling to find housing. That really sucked. Everything was canceled. Everything I know and loved, no longer a college athlete. That sucks. My graduation was moved online. That was a real punch in the gut. But then they sent an email that was like, oh, we'll do a in-person ceremony when it's safe. So that's nice that they actually like listened to us when we were mad and like called a bunch of times. But yeah,
yeah.
Bye, Northeastern.
Yeah, no, I think like I thought the online, when you told me it was like online, I thought that was the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
Like my school basically just said the same thing, mom, at that like, they don't know when they're going to do this ceremony, but they'll do it. And like for some people, like going, like graduating from college, like you put so much money into that, like that graduation day.
I mean, even more than the money, just the effort.
Yeah. Like that graduation day.
I'm going to be the first person in my family to like graduate from college. And I like want them to be able to experience that with me. Yeah. So this is like important to me.
Important thing. But, you would literally be taking that away from thousands upon thousands of people. And you know how like you would honestly hold the biggest grudge forever against Northeastern. Like you would never want to ever give them money. Like you would never, like that's why they would be dumb. So just push it off.
And the whole thing doesn't make any sense. I don't know why you'd even try to do a virtual graduation. Like, just postpone it. It's not like they're losing money by pushing it off. They're going to have just two ceremonies in 1 year. Like, who gives a shit?
Sure.
I don't know. When I heard about colleges doing that, I thought it was ridiculous. But it seems.
Yeah, and like every college is doing it. I feel so bad because all these kids are like upset and like calling their school and stuff. Like, you could have predicted that they would be upset about this. And like, clearly there's bigger things going on in the world. Like, yes, I wanted it to be canceled in May, but like, you don't have to make it be online. That just feels like a little bit like, it's not fully like recognizing the accomplishment. I don't know.
And the other thing is, with college being as expensive as it is right now, I feel like people shouldn't be paying full price for what they're getting right now. Like, yeah, you're getting more work. You're learning online. You're not even in a classroom. You're not on campus. I mean, are people still having to pay their entire housing fees for this year? Because that's total bullshit.
If it's through the university.
I think some people are getting refunded.
It's through the university, but many people.
Some people loans. Yeah. What about people who are paying through government loans? Like, do they get refunded by the government for the loan? Like, is the loan like less? Because a lot of people pay their housing and tuition, everything. It's all through one big loan.
Yeah, it's together.
So I don't know how that works, but that's bullshit.
It is. But like, I know like even like people, like let's just say you live off campus right now. Like I have a bunch of friends who just live in houses and like they're obviously back at home, but they have a landlord that's not affiliated through the school. But the problem is, you know, the landlord still has mortgage payments to pay. Like the bank, I don't know. I think I read something like whether they're going to like hold off on mortgage payments, like, or like not hold like 60 days.
I know that loans, we have like a 3 to 6 month window to pay college loans right now. You don't have to pay them and there's no interest added.
Yeah. So that's nice. I mean that the government's coming in, but Mark, do you, like, what do you think with everything going on? It's like such an open-ended question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the world?
Everything gets resolved soon. It probably won't be, to be completely honest. Even if they come up with a vaccine, it'll be years until it's fully, everyone has it. I just hope everything's okay by the end of the summer. I mean, we'll just have to see.
Yeah,
we'll throw a big influencer party somewhere when everything listen, Murphy, all right, Governor Murphy, we're not going to do a coronavirus party. I saw your tweet, don't worry, when everything's over, we're gonna do
party
one.
Time big one.
Thank you guys for agreeing to come on. I know like this is different, this might be a little bit weird. Well, definitely, we're actually really interested to see how this is going to come out. So it's more like we're going to see.
Kind of just like a test run, but it's better than posting nothing. You know, we almost didn't do it at all. This is kind of like a last minute throw together.
Yeah, definitely.
So. Yeah, and thank you guys. Honestly, within like a day of doing this, I always like think of an idea and it's not incomplete. And then I run it by JR and like, that's right, we're a good team with that. But then we want to kill each other 99% of the time. Where I'm like, hey, dude, let's have people call in. And JR's like, screw that. Why don't we do video too? It's definitely going to look so beautiful. Yeah. It's going to come out well.
Yeah.
And honestly, no, I think it is.
It's going to be what it is. It's a podcast Yes, exactly. It's going to be a podcast where we don't have people in person. It was fun what we did last week where it was just you and I talking, and we can do that if we want to, but it's more interesting to have people on. People want to hear about, you know, they want to hear from other people, not just us.
I don't give a shit about us.
They don't. No, our podcast our podcast which is me and him, not performing very well, gotta say.
It was the best one too. Like we have the angles of it on us.
Yeah,
like that's the goal, honestly, is like if we have you guys here and we want to have both you guys, we were talking about having both you guys on physical, we can't do that now, but like the goal is to have a camera on each of us, so whenever anyone talks, if Mark talks, the close-ups on him, well, like we love the big group shot in the beginning to show everyone, but then to have the high quality, of course, you know, that's later down the road when we can get more cameras. But right now, exactly, we can afford to do that because we got one camera on me, one on JR.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Yeah, we won't keep you all day. We'll probably talk to you later. Maybe we'll little Club Penguin run tonight. Maybe get the coins up so next week my igloo can look better because we got people talking shit about it, a.k.a. JR.
Yeah, actually, true. Mark was talking shit. He literally walked into my igloo and said, JR's is better than Max's. Like,
all right, but he was sitting on my couch. Better.
What do you want me to do, lie?
Yeah, what do you...
Mark, I was saying, he doesn't even have a couch. I have a couch. Where is he? Like, he has a wood bench, which is very uncomfortable.
Right. I mean, I just built my igloo last night, and I already have a couch, so.
Exactly. Where did you buy the couch? It's in the catalog. I couldn't find it in the catalog. Whatever, I'll buy the goddamn couch. Jesus.
It's in the catalog. You have to. It's like the second page or something.
All right, I'll buy the couch, and then it'll be infinitely better than Max's.
Do that. All right, guys.
You got to buy like three couches.
I got this.
Honestly, I'm going to play all day and max mine out. And I'll send it to you guys, so you'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to pimp out my igloo.
Yeah, so for next weekend, I'm going to have the party at my place, not yours.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming.
The followers pick their favorite igloo.
That's a good idea.
Hell yeah. All right, we'll do that. Game's on. All right, I'm going to use my mom's credit card to purchase so many coins, so you guys are at a disadvantage.
God, I hate you. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on. If you guys want to follow, I'm sure they already do follow. But
well, yeah.
Colleen at New Jersey Memes on Twitter and Instagram, and Mark at Overheard New Jersey. Are you on Twitter, Mark? I don't know.
No. I had a Twitter, then deleted it because I just wasn't going to go on it anyway.
Sounds good. So follow Mark at Overheard New Jersey on Instagram.
Follow my TikTok.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll put it on the screen. Don't worry.
Yeah, she's trying to become TikTok famous as if she doesn't have enough following already, isn't it? Yeah, but her TikToks are good.
My TikTok is blowing up.
Yeah. By tonight, she'll be in one of those cloud houses in LA, and it'll be over.
Terrifying.
All right. See you guys.
See you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
So I'm glad that Colleen and Mark were able to agree to come on.
Yeah.
That was our first time doing that.
It was a little rocky in the beginning, but I think we got our footing at the end there.
Yeah. Technology errors and like technical difficulties do happen on the set.
Especially when you're doing, you know, we're obviously a little bit more bare bones of a setup than professional podcasts. So it's
got to start somewhere.
Yeah. You got to manage everything all at once. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's going to come out good. I'm going to like to see that. One thing that I really I'm like big into YouTube. I think you are too.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, we always talk about like learning a little bit about ourselves on this. Do you have a favorite YouTuber that you watch? Is that me or you?
Not me.
Oh, Jack.
Jack, come on, Jack. What are you doing? favorite YouTuber? I mean, it's hard, I go through phases. Yeah. I mean, obviously I love PewDiePie. I think he's hilarious. And I like what he does. Sometimes I go on breaks where I won't watch him for a couple weeks. I think Video Game Donkey is probably, he puts out like the most quality videos. He only uploads like maybe once every week or once every 2 weeks because he puts a lot of time into editing them.
Yeah.
But they're very funny. He'll play a game and he'll like download all these mods and glitch it the fuck out and like do a review of the game with all the glitches and make it look like the game sucks. they're great.
I just screw with them.
Yeah, you got to watch his Skyrim video. It's probably one of the funniest videos I've ever watched. It's called Ultimate Skyrim.
I haven't seen that, honestly.
You should watch it. It's good. What about you? I know you like more, you're more into like people YouTubers like who like.
I go through like, the thing is like, if you would have said like, yeah, I have a favorite YouTuber in this category, because like, you obviously have many different hobbies. Like you might like a video game YouTuber, but then you could also like, you know, another, you know, social more person, or like there's so many like a sports person. Yeah, like it's difficult because I like fitness industry. Like there's some guys that I watch just for that. I would say right now I've gotten really back into watching like the old phase videos. Like I used to be such a huge fan back in the day. And honestly, seeing like they're all out in LA right now, living it up. They're all like so freaking rich.
Yeah.
But me and our friend Berto went to go visit their New York house like 4 or 5 years ago. And it's crazy just seeing how much people can really make from, you know, either, you know, playing video games online or YouTube. You know, it just like 20 years ago, that wasn't a thing. Like
10 years ago wasn't a thing.
Even 10 years ago. Yeah. I would say probably 10 years.
It was beginning.
Like that was the beginning. They were making
money. They were doing those stupid contracts with Machinima.
Yeah.
But I think if I asked you like last year during that whole like T-Series thing, you probably would have said PewDiePie because that was hilarious.
It was.
That was like one of the best moments on YouTube. Was yeah. When there was like that fight and everyone was like freaking out about it.
Yeah. But I mean, I think in general, I'd say my favorite is just like those YouTubers who are like very satirical. Like it used to be H3. Like H3 yeah. used to, his videos years ago were like, oh my God, yo, look who he came after. It was kind of like iDubbbz. Like it's like him.
Content Cop. Yeah. Those were great. I wish he still did them.
Yeah. He hasn't done one in years.
It's been like at least a year and a half, I think. The last one was Jake Paul, right?
It was Ricegum and Jake Paul or Tana. They were all like three of those, like very close to yeah. each other. Very good.
Yeah.
Like even Cody Ko, who is supposedly a cyber bully, according to Jake Paul.
Oh yeah. All right, I forgot. Is that a whole video? That was a good video.
Yeah. It was just great. I mean, I actually went to go see Cody Ko and Noelle Miller do their stand up in Asbury. I can't believe they would come to, like, a lot of people were like, yo, screw New Jersey. But they were like, actually, that Nolan kid that we love.
Nolan
who makes,
Roseborough, yeah.
Nolan Roseborough, you guys have probably seen him. He makes frat house drama videos on Instagram and YouTube also. But he was on Instagram Live the other day. And me and JR love going on those things. We screw with people all the time. But I went on and I was messaging him, like, just hoping he would respond. I'm like, bro, when are you coming to New Jersey? And he like saw it. And funny enough, like he went on like a 1 minute rant on New Jersey. And his first thing was like, dude, I hope I never go to New Jersey. And at the end of it, he's like, guys, I'm just kidding. Like, whatever. Like when all this ends, I'll roll through, do a comedy show there. Cause I think he was just starting the tour. Great timing yeah, with everything going on. But yeah, like I think right now with all that's going on outside of this, we're going to keep doing this podcast. We're going to have to find ways to be creative, and the Skype call today. Yeah. And interesting. Like, guys, whether two people view this or 100 or even 1,000, like we're going to keep, like, especially right now with that, we have more time to do this. Like we're at home anyway.
There's really no excuse for not put effort into what we're doing online. So,
yeah.
And I think that, I mean, I kind of said this tons of times, but the real goal is to be consistent in what we're putting out. I mean, we post every day basically on the Instagram page, and the whole point of this is it comes out twice a month. And I think that it's not a hard quota to make. No. So it's something that we should be doing regardless of whether we have a guest or not, or if we have a guest come calling in or Skyping in. We got to be consistent, I think. That's what I am striving to do, is to be as consistent as possible.
Yeah. Me is more getting those big guests on. Miss Coronavirus out here isn't really allowing that to happen.
I know. It sucks because we had so many good people lined up in it.
Can we just say, like, literally, guys, like, we went through so much effort, like, setting all these people up. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's, like, Pliables.
Or Jamie from
Eat Clean Bro. Broad Street Donut Co. Like, these are well, well-known places in Monmouth County. Also, even in the entire state of New Jersey. Like, people know these accounts.
Eat Clean Bro and Pliables are even outside of the state of New Jersey. They're all over the place.
They're all over the country. Like, even outside. Like, I know Eat Clean Bro is trying to go all over. Like, we had all this set up. Of course, this is kind of dampening what we're trying to do. A little bit of a setback. It's fine because we're going to have them on eventually. And
yeah, exactly. And then that's why we're doing this. We're filling out the time until we're able to have people back over and continue going the way things were going, you know.
And eventually we're just going to work up to huge guests.
Oh, of course. Like, gigantic. Million people with millions of followers. Easy.
If we could have one guest on the show that you would want, who would it be?
You answer first. I got to think. I know you probably already have one lined up. So.
I don't. Like, I have a few that I think.
Oh, I know who you want. You want that guy who did that. Dad, if you don't stop talking, I'm going to. What's his name?
The young kid. Let me see. Give me a second. I'll find him because I have so much of his stuff. He posted that stupid Elsa picture.
Honestly, after Nolan Roseborough trash talked New Jersey, I think it'd be pretty fun to have him on. That would be fun.
Yeah, Nolan. Dude. Oh, Jameson. It's Jameson says things. Jameson does things. We'll show him on there.
He's very funny.
He basically, like, he's kind of has this, like, awkward feel about himself. And I think he's, like, around our age. And what he does is he just has people send him in awkward, weird stories of them, like, going through their teens and college. And he says them. And people, he's at, like, 35,000 followers. Yeah. And he's from like New York, but like, dude, he has this one thing like where I was watching one video. He like jerked off in like a Bed Bath and Beyond bathroom, like when he was like 12. And like, it was just like, there was a person taking a shit in the other stall. And it was just like, and that was actually him doing it. Like, he's one. But as far as like bigger people, like, I always want to have that Domizetti guy, Mike Tornabene. He's a new big New Jersey guy.
Says he doesn't have people lined like that. He knows all the top of his head. The name's like three.
You mentioned Jameson, and I said Domizetti. Okay. So right, what about you?
Whatever. I said that. It'd be fun to have, like, Nolan Roseborough on. I don't know. I can't think of anybody, like, big because I don't know. I mean, did they have to be New Jersey-based people?
Have some influence.
Some influence in New Jersey. Fine. Yeah, I can. I can't do it. Sorry, I can't do it. I can't think of anybody.
You wouldn't want to have, like, Albert Einstein on? Shut the fuck
up. Oh, my God. No, I don't think that having Albert Einstein on. Well, we could have Einstein on.
The guy. Get out of here.
Just
stop. What are you, Ryan?
No, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, I would say like there's obviously like far-reaching people that like way down the road, you know, if we keep doing this and we do get a following with it, you know, if we're able to make the connections like some bigger, you know, whether it's musicians or celebrities, actors, even like sports people too, because New Jersey has had like so many like different athletes come out of here as well. Yeah, so I think, you know, we knew this wasn't going to be like a long podcast. You guys are probably extremely happy that this isn't like over an hour.
Hopefully our retention rates and watch time go up.
No, they will. This was a little bit different. I mean, we're definitely going to throw Mark and Colleen on the thumbnail to act like they're in here the whole time when it's really only going to be like a 15-minute segment.
Clickbait.
Yeah, King. I'm good at clickbait. I'm like very strangely good. It's not strangely. It's just like a YouTube thing because I used to make a lot of dumb YouTube videos back in the day. So yeah, guys, thank you for coming out and watching the 7th ever podcast of the MCM podcast.
Yep, check back every other Friday, even if the world ends.
Hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Well, I don't know how we'll get him out, but
we'll find a way.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to have you guys watch it all. Like,
we'll do it live. we'll go to a gym somewhere and we'll just talk and people can watch as long as they're 6 feet apart. It'll be fine.
Okay, on that note, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. See ya.